but also acknowledge he's staying away from the team for now. And what's interesting is, whether it's Steve Kerr or any of his teammates, nobody has sided with Draymond Green. Not one. And I don't know if you saw this last night. Jordan Poole went bananas in his first game.
I saw that.
And after the game, Steve Kerr was talking about Jordan, and he said, you know, Jordan is great. He was just being overly complimentary of Jordan Poole. And he went, and that's why he's about to get this big contract, because he deserves it. He deserves everything he's going to get. Like, Steve Kerr was like, this is why we're about to pay him a whole bunch of money. That was certainly the implication. While they've got Draymond Green separated from the team, and all the reporting connected to the franchise is like, Draymond Green's got a lot of work to win his teammates back over. You know what they're going to do? They're going to pay Jordan Poole and let Draymond Green walk.
I think that's probably true. Yeah.
I bet you the big contract Draymond Green wants, he is not going to get from the Warriors.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And if they have whatever it takes, like the Belichick in them, to actually just tell Draymond Green, because that's what Belichick did for a lot, you know, throughout all the Patriots' success, he knew when to let people walk. Doesn't matter how important you are to this franchise, he knew when to let people walk. The obvious mistake being probably Tom Brady. But beyond that, he got them mostly right. Don't let your heart get involved in it. If the Warriors are smart enough to let Draymond go and let somebody else pay him, that'll be a win for them. And the way Steve Kerr was talking about it suggests that I could see them having a closed-door meeting and saying, if our options are really pay Draymond big money or just move on without him, what's the smartest thing to do? I think you can easily argue the smart thing to do might just, let's invest in Steph, Clay, our young guys, and see if we can do this without Draymond Green.
Story number three.
Bronny James, one of five amateur basketball players to get a name, image, and likeness deal with Nike. It was announced earlier today. The other ones, Caitlin Clark, the incredible women's basketball player at Iowa, Stanford guard Haley Jones, Sierra Canyon high school star Juju Watkins, and DJ Wagner, Juan Wagner's son, at Camden High. Five amateur basketball players, some of them in high school, some of them in college. And this is going to be the way Nike influences prospects going forward, where to go to school. Like, Bronny James is probably going to Kentucky, it appears at this point, no matter what. But Louisville is not a Nike school. Kentucky is a Nike school. So if you tell DJ Wagner, hey, we're going to sign you to a name, image, and likeness deal.
You mean DJ. You said Bronny James.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First. Yeah. I was just making sure you weren't breaking some news there.
No. DJ Wagner is probably going to Kentucky, it appears. That's been what the reporting has suggested for a while now. Bronny James still way up in the air, although indications are he will go to college. Not definite, but it certainly seems to be leaning that way. But DJ Wagner is picking between Louisville and Kentucky. His grandfather's on staff at Louisville. He's picking between those two schools. He just signed a name, image, and likeness deal with Nike. You think he's then going to go to an Adidas school? Probably not.
No.
So this is one way that Nike can continue to have influence over high school prospects. The way it had always worked under the table, I was told, was that Nike would almost never tell somebody where to go. They would just make it clear, we'd really like it if you picked a Nike school. Ohio State, Syracuse, Kentucky, Duke, that's up to you. But let's keep it in the family. And as it relates strictly to DJ Wagner, well, if you're picking between Kentucky and Louisville, but you got to pick a Nike school, well, there's only one school that's connected to Nike there, and that's the one John Calipari coaches.
Story number four.
Open practice at FedEx Forum this weekend for the Memphis Grizzlies, and it was reportedly the biggest crowd ever for an open practice.
Yeah, it looked big. I saw Ja signing autographs like out on the tunnel, like when they go into the parking garage.
Yeah, that
was kind of cool.
No, that's super cool, and that's super important too. You know, like, Ja Morant has reached a superstar level, unlike any professional athlete we've had in the city ever. And sometimes those guys can seem like they live on another planet. Even though you can drive by their house and you can go to FedEx Forum and see them, like, just seeing them out in the wild, as they say, like, hey, I just saw John Moran at the gas station. It's like it can just seem like you wouldn't. I'll see John Morant on TV. I'll see John Morant when I go to FedEx Forum. But are you really just going to see John Morant like hanging out on the street signing autographs for kids? And that's what he was doing outside that parking garage this weekend. Every time he does something like that, he is creating a memory for a kid that kid will have forever. And so it's important to do stuff like that. He doesn't need to be standing outside signing autographs every day, but I don't know. When I saw that, I smiled because that's he didn't have to be there, right?
Right.
And he decided to, you know, there's people outside the parking garage. I can go outside and take some selfies, sign some autographs, and really make awesome memories for a bunch of people. So inside FedEx Forum, it was awesome. Outside FedEx Forum, awesome. And now we are...
Yeah, two more preseason games. Home opener next
Wednesday.
Thursday. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
The 19th. Is that Wednesday or Thursday?
That's Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Yeah, Knicks in town next Wednesday. So when we get out of here for the weekend, we come back next week. We're ready to start the NBA season. And by all accounts, the attendance we saw inside FedEx Forum for this open practice suggests that enthusiasm for the Grizzlies might really be at an all-time high. I've seen other people say, and you would know this better than most, that the attendance in the exhibitions...
biggest I've ever seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Like my mom said she was tailgating at Memphis football on Friday night, and like people were literally leaving the tailgate to go to the Grizzlies game.
Yeah.
Not to go to the football game. And so that might help explain why a football attendance was a little lower than you would like, and maybe exhibition Grizzlies attendance a little higher than you would expect. Enthusiasm at an all-time high, and I can't wait to get it going next Wednesday night. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at forhims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hims or your money back. Go to forhims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's forhims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
All-American Monday is back.
We should throw a party.
The season premieres you've been waiting for are here. And first on All-American...
we should talk.
Hangry.
There's only one question on everybody's mind.
Did you two break up?
Then catch all the drama...
I'm here to win.
...of All-American Homecoming.
Simone, you will never beat me. And you'll never beat me.
The season premieres of All-American and All-American Homecoming. All new tonight on The CW.
Starting tonight at 7 on CW 30 Memphis.
At the UPS Store, we know this upcoming holiday is when things can get busy for small business owners.
Exactly. My to-do list and I don't take days off.
That's why you can count on us to be open and ready to help with every small business need, whether it's packing and shipping or if it's just to check your mailbox.
That's almost everything on my to-do list. My list and I can take the day off.
Your local, the everything to help you be unstoppable store. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. The UPS Store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Hawkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Hawkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Hawkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now, Jeff Hawkins. How are you?
I'm okay, GP.
So I heard you talking this morning about Friday night at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, where, you know, the Tigers are up 19 in the fourth quarter, and you really didn't understand exactly how the comeback happened because you weren't really paying attention anymore. You were working on your column. And I think whether you were column writing like you were or sitting at home like I was, that explanation is probably fairly common because I sort of stopped watching the game too. It just felt like
it was over.
I mean,
it is funny. When I took calls, I didn't anticipate this. I took calls on the game in the second hour, and I said, what are you thinking? What'd you think? Whatever else. And a bunch of people, I mean, I thought you'd get, you know, some people mad at Ryan Silverfield and some people saying, so we've got to support Ryan Silverfield or whatever else. You know, it didn't occur to me how many people would call in and say, honestly, I'd left the game. I was driving through Freddy's. like there was a guy who literally had gone to driving through Freddy's, and he was, you know, multiple people called who had left because the game was over. The game was over. They were up 19 in the fourth quarter. It was crazy. And so, you know, for me, I was in the press box typing away on this really excellent column I had on Memphis beating Houston. And then at some point you start to pay vague attention, but I really wasn't fully engaged in watching the game again till the onside kick,
right?
You know, and you know, I think the players similarly checked out.
Well, I was talking to Bennett about it in the opening segment, and I was like, because when I was pulling in today, I was pulling in, my little buddy John Martin was pulling out, and so we stopped and had a brief conversation. He was like, so what are you going to say, you know, and who are you going to blame? And I was like, if you go back to that week one Broncos game where they decided to kick like a 64-yard field goal instead of let Russell Wilson go for it on fourth and four, I acknowledge, given what we know about Russell Wilson now, maybe the smart thing was to just kick it instead of put it in Russell Wilson's hands. Like, the hindsight on that is interesting. But at the time, it was like, yo, that is such an obvious mistake. Clock management, decision, put this on Nathaniel Hackett. When I went back and watched the end of that game the other night, I've gone through all the play-by-play. There are some things you can question along the way, but mostly I just think a lot of bad things happened to them on a football field in a pretty quick sequence. I think they were just unfortunate and as much as, hey, blame this person for what happened. If you want to point to the head coach, that's fine. But I don't think any crazy decision was made as much as, oh, my God, I can't believe that just happened. I can't believe that just happened. I can't believe that just happened. Now the game's over.
Yeah, and it was funny. That was basically Jeffrey's take, too. Listen, there's a couple things that people have been focused on that I am not at all focused on. One is decision to go for two after the Gabe Rogers throws that rocket, and that going for two would have put him up by 21, which is three touchdowns with 14 minutes to go. In the end, they didn't get the 2 points, but you know what? Neither did that was sort of kind of canceled out because Houston went for two then too. And didn't, like, I'm just not worked up about that one at all. The one that I think is a fair criticism, but. Almost irrelevant, is on the, once Memphis is then trying to score in the very last drive, they have a first down with 11 seconds left, and instead of spiking the ball, they took a timeout. And so if you'd spiked the ball, you could have had a play and then a timeout and then maybe a field goal. But listen, at that point, the chance of winning were so remote that I don't care. Ryan thinks he did the right thing. He said afterwards, he said, anything under 18 seconds, I use my timeout, whatever. I think that was the wrong decision, but they had lost at that point. That was not the game losing decision. So any of that stuff, I do not agree with the criticism that has been flying around. I think there's two other things that are, you know, if the effort is to blame Ryan for this, one is, if you give up an onside kick and if you give up a kick return for a touchdown, is that bad coaching, right? Is that, it's not like bad coaching, like a decision like we see out in, you know, out in Nathaniel Hackett, that you can point to can't believe he did this in this moment. It was like, if you have a crappy special teams, and they have had crappy special teams in terms of coverage, is head coaching, right? Like, if consistently you don't shoot three-pointers well, or consistently you don't run a half-court offense efficiently, if you consistently have bad special teams, is that coaching? Well, that would be fair, because the offensive, I mean, the kick return was absolutely killer. And then, of course, the onside kick. And then the third one that I just don't know, that I have lots of people telling me is true, but that I was not paying attention enough to notice, is once Memphis was up by 19, did they both offensively and defensively take the quote-unquote foot off the gas? In other words, a lot of people are talking about a third down play where they got a field goal. They didn't try to score another touchdown. They scored four field goals in the fourth quarter, I think. Like, did they start going for field goals? Did they stop being as aggressive offensively? And did they stop being as aggressive defensively? I honestly don't know the answer to that, if they did or didn't. And then beyond that, like, there was a play in the NFL last year where someone hit a bomb to win the damn game. You may remember this. And everyone's like, why the hell are they blitzing? Why are they, you know, at that point you drop back and you keep everything in front of you. And so it doesn't every smart coach actually play things differently when you have the clock on your side? And if you had been aggressive and they'd thrown a ball over your head, would you then be getting criticism for that? This third sort of category of things that went wrong and who to blame, I don't have a firm opinion on.
So, a lot there. Let me pop around.
Right.
I think this is just after-the-fact criticism, mostly. You know, when you blow a big lead, whether it's in basketball, football, anything, people will say, you know, if you started playing a little more conservatively, people will say you, quote, took your foot off the gas. But those same people, if you didn't take your foot off the gas, and it's like, okay, third and six, we're throwing it, and then it's a pick six the other way, people are like, why are you throwing the ball there? The game's in control. You've got the game won. So, like, it's one of those where if you don't take your foot off the gas and you make a mistake, people are going to criticize you for that too, and literally say, you should have taken your foot off the gas.
100%. And we saw that in whatever NFL game I'm referring to that
right.
someone probably remembers now. Is why didn't you change your defense when all you had to do was not give up the touchdown and instead you're blitzing? You know, or, yeah, why did you throw that damn ball? All you had to do was run out the clock.
Right.
So I do think, like, we have seen it a little bit from Ryan. He has a penchant for being conservative. They have blown, like, they have, what did Jeffrey said in the last two seasons, the teams that have only Texas and who was the other team had blown as many double-digit leads as Memphis.
Right.
You know, they have, this is the, you know, the UTSA, they blew a double-digit lead. Temple, they blew a double-digit lead. And here they blew a double-digit lead. This is a very different one than those ones, though. Like the UTS one, they led at halftime, but then they got just hammered in the second half. This was a complete and utter collapse. And I think it really, in terms of your theory, that it's just a whole bunch of bad things happening, when that many bad things start happening, there's a certain momentum towards more of them happening, because I do believe that you lose your confidence, you lose your poise, you start to panic, and that it circles the drain even faster.
You know, as far as the criticism, you know, that's rooted in the idea that Memphis, you know, started thinking it had the game won, I guess I would just counter with, well, that's because they did. As you pointed out in your column, FBS teams were 129-0 when leading by at least 19 points in the fourth quarter heading into that game. So is it crazy to think you've got the game won?
No, they had the game won.
That's the thing. Like, it's not crazy.
And all they had to do was step on the dog, was flop on the onside kick. All they had to do was.
Well, and that's the other thing. I get it. And I do think if there is a pattern of blowing double-digit leads, that's something that has to be looked at. You know, Scott Frost got fired at Nebraska earlier this season, and there was some stat connected to him where it was like, you know, went something and something, and the record was really bad in one possession games. It was like he's lost all these close games. And so we can look at every game and go, well, that's not crazy, that's not crazy, that's not crazy. But when you are losing every time you're in a close game, maybe that is a reflection of you. There's not some crazy thing that happens in any one of these games. But when the same stuff happens to you in all of these games, that's problematic. If that becomes a growing pattern with Memphis, that's certainly something to look at. Perhaps it's something to look at already. But you point out, you know, if you would have coached, kick returns better or onside kicks better, then maybe you don't find yourself in that situation. Perhaps. I'm not saying there's not room for improvement with either. I guess I would say this. You could put me in charge of kick returns and in charge of onside kick recovery, and the odds of both of those things happening are still
the same game are pretty long. Yeah.
Yes. Like you, I don't know anything about anything, and you could say, GP, you're in charge of making sure we recover this onside kick, and the odds are in my favor. You could put Bill Belichick on one side and me on the other.
It was a beautifully executed onside kick. It really was. Like, if you're a Memphis player who goes to get that ball, it would have been a really good play to get that ball. Like, it was perfect.
Right.
And I don't know that you can do it each time when you're a kicker. I think there's a certain randomness to it, but that really goes to your point. There's a certain randomness to losing this way. And, you know, he hits the kick return exactly right. He hits the kick on the onside kick exactly right to make it difficult to recover. It was a freaking disaster though, man. Because it was such a fun win when it was a win. Back when it was a win, it was such a fun win. Like as someone said, who called in this morning, it was a party. And yes, the players were swept up in that too. But like it was a party. You were going to beat Houston and send them out. With back to the Big 12, with a loss that they would remember forever. And instead, they're going to have a win that they're going to remember for a long time. And by the way, Houston wasn't very good either. Until the end, till that fourth quarter, Memphis was really good. In fact, Memphis looked the most like, damn, this could be a good team that they have all year. And Houston did not look so great. And then it just all flipped around, and you're left walking out in a freaking daze.
So, you know, if the question is, you know, what to make of it today, I don't think there's anything to make of it other than, wow, that was wild and obviously disappointing and deflating. And everything that happens next will dictate how we remember what happened on Friday night. If they go out and win two of the next three or three in a row, then it'll be like you won't be focusing on Houston, you know, blowing that 19-point lead in the fourth quarter. That was the turning point in the season and perhaps in Ryan's career, as much as you'll go, wow, we're 7-2 now. We could be 8-1 if we wouldn't have blown that game against Houston. How stupid was that? That's if things go right and well from this point forward. But they're a 5-point underdog at East Carolina. Probably going to be an underdog at Tulane. And at this moment, project as an underdog against UCF at home. If you lose the next three and now you're 4-5 and on a 4-game losing streak, then absolutely you'll look back to Friday night and go, whether it's true or not, you'll look back to Friday night and go, that if they'd have just held on there, everything could have gone differently. But they blew that. They never recovered. And now we're headed for the worst season of the Ryan Silverfield era, which would double as the worst season for Memphis football in a little while. I think you tell me what happens in these next three games, and I'll tell you how we should feel about Friday night.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, I said in my column that there is a chance that this will be recalled as a defining moment for Ryan Silverfield. But they can redefine it. You know, honestly, you just go out and beat East Carolina this week, and then even if you lose to Tulane, it won't be considered part and parcel of the same collapse or anything, right? And so I think this week is critical in terms of figuring out how that loss will be remembered. Like when, I'll say this, in 2015, they lost a 20-point lead to lose to Houston. Now, it was different because it wasn't a 20-point, fourth quarter lead. But it was interesting. In the press box after the game, when they were saying, this is the biggest comeback by Houston since oh, Memphis in 2015, right? No one remembers Justin Fuente as being a bad coach because he blew a 20-point lead against Houston, right? Because why? What, A, the team was, I think, 8-1 at the time, so then they were 8-2, and they continued to win games, and they won games the next year, and it didn't, like, whatever. You blow a lead, and you carry on. It's not the end of the world. But if there had been a spiral that had followed that, we might have remembered that game. The point is that when they said that stat, I had no recollection of the 20-point. Really, they were up by 20 once to Houston and lost. Because it didn't matter in the grand scheme of things. This one was a little more jarring, and so you will remember it, I think, more than you would remember that game anyway. But how it was going to be remembered, absolutely. It could be remembered a turning point in the other direction. You know, it could be remembered, like, if they rip off a bunch of wins here, then it's evidence of resilience and whatnot. I do think that what happens next might have happened next anyway. But I do think there is a chance, and I will ask you this. Don't you think there is a chance that there is emotional spillover? You know, I don't know if there's certain to be emotional spillover, but don't you think there's a possibility that, let's just say they lose this game or things go bad, that this stuff does start to build on itself in a way that you actually can point back to the Houston game as being not as being meaningful to what happens next?
Well, I think that's sports. I think that absolutely things spill over from one week to the next, one game to the next. And it can, you know, be a positive or a negative. But, you know, I'm not saying anything enlightening here, but these are not robots. You know, these are humans. Think about your own day-to-day, you know, whatever it is you're doing. There is a spillover from day-to-day. You know, most of us are not elite athletes, but maybe you do compete in whatever you compete in, golf, tennis, pickleball. Think about any competition you're in. If you're on a golf course, is there spillover from hole to hole? Of course there is. Ask literally anybody who's ever, you know, played for $20 on a golf course.
Or even not in sports. Just think generally. Like if you have a bad quarter in sales, you're like, oh, that's too bad, right? But if you have two bad quarters, then you start to point fingers at other people. Sure. And that, like, it. And no one actually, the instinct isn't to point fingers at yourself in anything. The instinct is to find another reason. So if you start to fail, well, the instinct is to say, well, I can't coach or whatever else it is. So, yes, I think there is a real danger that this could, you know, turn into something bigger. I think Ryan's keenly aware of that. I mean, he said right after the game, he said the key here is to not let, you know, Houston beat us twice. Not let us let them beat us this week and then that week next week too, and I think it's a hard thing to let to have a loss like that. I think it's a hard thing to let it go. The good part is they look really good. You know, weirdly enough, I am, except for the emotional part, I'm kind of more confident that this team can, for example, go in and beat East Carolina than I was before the Houston game. You know, I think I may have a better opinion of what this team is at its best than I did before I watched them collapse and lose to Houston.
Yeah, like if you want to believe in it, you go, that was Memphis football for three quarters, and then a bunch of bad stuff just happened and it fell apart. But that was so bizarre and such an outlier. Like if they play, you know, the way they played those first three quarters, you know, at East Carolina, then they'll win that game as well. Like if you want to, I don't even know if that's something you should believe in, but if you want to believe in it, it's there. You don't have to really twist yourself into.
There is more to believe in the first three quarters of that game,
sure,
than anything we had seen before from Memphis football all year long.
That's sure. Yeah, that's true. And just to circle back to your point about if things start to go, if they lose again and then again, and the finger pointing becomes a thing, I think you're more susceptible. And I've never really thought about this too much until just now, so maybe I need to think it through a little bit more. But just as I think you're more susceptible to the finger pointing becoming a problem in football than most other sports we talk about. Because in basketball, the same guys who are on offense are on defense. And in baseball, like the same guys who are hitting 1 through 9 for the most part are in the field playing first base, shortstop, second base, whatever. Football, we always talk about football teams. It's really a bunch of little different teams. Like this is your defense, right. This is your offense. And, like, if you're scoring points, but you're getting scored on, then the offense starts to point to the defense. And if the defense is getting stops but the offense can't score, you start to point to the offense. And these are all different people. Like if you – just to circle this back to baseball, like last night the Mets aren't hitting at all. But, like, who are you going to get mad at? Yourself? You know, it's you. Where in football, I think it's so broken up into little segments that I would imagine the finger pointing is much easier to fall victim to, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. I don't know. I felt bad for everybody. I felt bad for Ryan. I felt bad for the players, and the fans were just sitting there, just dumbfounded. I mean, just dumbfounded. You can't quite believe. Obviously, this doesn't compare in terms of significance to 2008 and what it meant for the program and all of that. But in terms of an unlikeliness, you know, it's hard to get better than a 99.9% win probability. I don't know if the Memphis Tigers were any better than 99.9% win probability in 2008. You know, you're going to win that game. You're going to win that game every single time except this time.
Before I let you go, let's talk about football on the other side of the state because it's going really well. Tennessee, 5-0, ranked 6th in the country. They've beaten Pitt, Florida, blew out LSU at LSU, and now they're hosting Alabama, who may or may not have Bryce Young. I talked to Wes Rucker earlier in the show, and I said, fill in the blank, biggest game inside Neyland Stadium since, and he went to 1998. That is like, I don't even know if it's true, but the idea that it might be true, according to a Tennessee beat writer, is pretty incredible.
And what was that game? Was that a Florida game?
I think he said it was maybe a game against Arkansas when both were in the top 10.
Oh, the Clint Sterner fumble?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a.
Back then, I used to be at those games. I sound like George Lapidus here. The Clint Sterner fumble game. That was a big game. Bennett, look and see when the Clint Sterner fumble was.
Go back to 1998 Tennessee
look
football.
Look and see if the Clint Sterner fumble was in 1998. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's wonderful.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
98.
It wasn't. Yeah. And what were they? Does it say what they were ranked at the time?
Hang on.
Anyway, jump in when you get more information. No, it's absolutely fantastic. Game day's back. And they listen, LSU had sort of righted itself, and they just beat the hell out of them. I mean, it was never, you know, from the opening cookoff, it was never close. They were dominant. And so, you know, I think you can throw on Tennessee a little bit, so that's a weakness, particularly if Bryce Young is there. But Georgia looks mortal. Alabama looks mortal. The idea that you're coming into this game and I think you feel like you have a realistic chance to win, and Hendon Hooker is 100% should be in the thick of, not in some sentimental way, but in the thick of the Heisman race, because of a coach who was not particularly celebrated when the hire was made and is absolutely crushing it. I mean, they're fun to watch. It's going to be a wild stadium. I said on my show today, my son Ben obviously didn't go to UT, went off to Northwestern, and weirdly enough had a better 40 years of football than his friends who went to UT. He's so happy for his friends who went to UT, though. Like, it has been such a long time, and they've been so bad. And it's a fun place when it's rocking, and it is going to be absolute bedlam. Against Alabama.
So it was November 14th, 1998, number 10 Arkansas at number 1 Tennessee on CBS, and the Vols won it 28-24 before a crowd of 106,365. That's obviously the year Tennessee won the national championship, beat Florida State in the title game. And it's wild. I'm looking at this. Tennessee that year started the season ranked 10th, obviously finished number 1. They played their games. Every one of their games was on one of the following: ESPN, CBS, Jefferson Pilot, or pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
You had to pay-per-view a Tennessee football game.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I was at that game. What was the circumstance? So that when Clint Sterner fumbled, and I went in, it is interesting because we covered both Arkansas and Tennessee, right? So we covered both teams. And I went in. That was also back in the day when you could walk into the locker room. So I walked into the locker room and I did a column on Clint Sterner because he was the story. Like he completely blew it. I don't remember the circumstances, but it was a Clint Sterner fumble. Honestly, like Arkansas fans remember even more so that Clint Sterner fumble, like Memphis fans will remember the Houston game because it just was so searingly awful.
Okay, I've got it here. Arkansas's got the ball. Like 1:50 left in the fourth. They're up 24-22 at their own 45. And he fumbles the ball. Like the game was over.
They're up, though. They're up.
Yeah, they're up.
And was it fumble and return for a touchdown or fumble and then Tennessee took it in?
Tennessee jumped on it and then had the ball at like the 40, you know, with a minute 40 left. And
God, a freaking fumble.
He set the ball on the ground.
You know what? Ball security. I try to emphasize ball security.
There's my old buddy Houston Nutt there looking demoralized on the sideline.
That was Houston. That was the coach of that team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sterner just fell and put the ball on the ground like a dum-dum.
That's the thing. It wasn't even like a lick that he took or anything. He just fumbled the damn ball.
And Houston Nutt is so fired up over there. And I can't believe we used to watch television of this quality. This is pre-HD. You can barely even tell what the score is on the graphic.
And this is in 98.
Now.
Jefferson Pilot.
Yeah, Jefferson Pilot. Now you can see everything. You can't see anything. I don't even know what's going on.
The pictures are unbelievable.
There's Travis Henry. Travis Henry just broke off a big run. I guess I'm just going to watch the rest of this game.
Tennessee wins. Goes on to win the national championship.
Beats
Nebraska. Florida State. Beat Florida State, right?
They beat Florida State in the title game. So, biggest game, according to Wes Rucker.
Huge game. And by the way, Mississippi State's having a good time. Ole Miss is having a good time. A lot of people are having a good time this football season.
Yeah, it's been a fun football season so far. Except for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, except for Friday.
Yeah, except for Friday night's fourth quarter. All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Travis Henry won't stop breaking off big runs here.
Former Titan, running. Travis Henry.
Travis Henry. Who was the other running back there at the time?
Oh, that's a good question.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I was about to say.
I don't mean to stress you out.
We need to do this right now.
T. Martin, quarterback. Peerless Price.
I remember Peerless.
Cedric Wilson. Yeah, it's pretty easy to see why this team won a national championship. They had NFL players everywhere.
Oh, was it Jamal Lewis?
Travis Henry, Travis Stevens. Jamal Lewis. Peerless Price, Cedric Wilson.
Yeah, they had some players, man.
They were loaded up. Be back in a second.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then, wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
What QC Kinetics is doing for people here in Memphis is nothing short of amazing. Folks are getting real lasting relief from joint pain. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish reminding you that QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments with advanced regenerative medicine surgical alternatives. If you're living with joint pain from injury or arthritis, don't let anybody tell you steroids and pain meds and surgery are your only options, because it's not true. QC Kinetics is also an option because they use regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis and been told you need a replacement before you do anything. Call QC Kinetics, for an alternative way to deal with the pain. These amazing protocols also work with pain caused by injuries such as a torn meniscus or rotator cuff. So call QC Kinetics now. Don't keep living with that pain. Learn how regenerative medicine can give you your life back with no drugs and no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Hysall means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that will help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. Josh can make you an instant cash offer. And remember, he also has flexible fees, no upfront cost. He's going to let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call the only agent I would trust if I need to sell my home, Josh Hysall, team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach him at 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysall.com.
What's your retirement look like? With Fidelity Income Planning, a dedicated advisor can help you create a flexible income strategy to grow and protect your wealth so you can stop worrying about the future and enjoy whatever comes next. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When disaster strikes, you know who to call? I do it. Service Master by Cornerstone. That's the largest franchise in a 600-mile radius, but you don't just call them because they're the largest. You call them because they're the best at solving problems after a disaster. Obviously, I hope you never have a disaster. That'd be an incredible life. But odds are you will at some point. Maybe it's, you know, water damage from a busted water heater or frozen pipes or a toilet that overflowed. Maybe you've got fire damage or smoke damage or damage caused by a storm, or you've got a mold problem. All of these things are awful situations. But the good news is that Service Master by Cornerstone, they can help you with any of them. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember that name. It's locally owned and locally operated. Service Master by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 624-9200. They're available 24/7. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, whenever you need them, they're going to be there. Service Master by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com. Some breaking recruiting news. Penny Hardaway's Tiger basketball program, Ryan Forrest, is a 6'3 guard from Missouri, has announced a commitment to the University of Memphis. He was also being pursued by Arizona State, VCU, and Missouri State. This is according to a story from Jason Munns over at the Commercial Appeal. Three-star guard, unranked nationally, pledging to Penny Hardaway's program. He's the first commitment in the class of 2023. There is a connection here. Sean Forrest, who is the assistant to the head coach, the Memphis basketball program, is Ryan Forrest's cousin. So Sean was, you know, obviously the connection to Ryan, and Penny Hardaway offered a scholarship. Today, Ryan Forrest accepted. He has strong local ties, like lived in West Memphis, lived in Memphis, went to Marion High first three seasons of high school basketball. Again, this is all from Jason Munn's story at commercialappeal.com. He said in this story that one of his goals has always been to play for the Tigers. So
okay,
I'm just going to celebrate that. Like a young person, when talking about this stuff, I think it's important sometimes to go, you know what? A young person just had a dream come true today. I'm going to just let it be that. Because the other side of it is that if Penny Hardaway is going to recruit five-star prospects and transfers out of the portal, let's just be honest, it becomes very difficult for an unranked three-star guard to get playing time early in his career. Like, has there ever been a year of the Penny Hardaway era where an unranked three-star guard could get playing time early? I don't think so. That's tough.
Mm-mm.
That's tough. And so these things often don't work out the way everybody hopes. But sometimes they do. So let's just hope that this is the exception to the rule.
Yep.
Congratulations to Ryan Forrest. He's a member of a Memphis basketball recruiting class. Be back with dinner to go.
Tell us about your shopping experience at James Gaddis Jewelers.
A five-star experience through the whole process of buying an engagement ring at James Gaddis Jewelers. James and his staff helped with showing me certified diamonds all within my budget, explaining the details of each diamond. From the initial consultation, designing, and purchasing, oh, it was a great experience. The entire staff at the office made me feel like family.
Visit James Gaddis Jewelers today at 4900 Poplar Avenue or GaddisJewelers.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
All-American Monday is back.
We should throw a party.
The season premieres you've been waiting for are here. And first on All-American,
we should talk.
I agree.
There's only one question on everybody's mind.
Did you two break up?
Then catch all the drama.
I'm here to win.
Of All-American Homecoming.
Simone, you will never beat me. And you'll never beat me.
The season premieres of All-American and All-American Homecoming. All new tonight on The CW.
Starting tonight at 7 on CW 30 Memphis.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Kansas City Steak Company, another AmericanEagle.com success story. Started in 1932 as a family-owned butcher shop, today they're a leading distributor of superior all-American steaks delivered right to your door, ready for the grill and your taste buds. When it came to their website, an average site wouldn't do. They chose AmericanEagle.com to take their website to the next level. With a dramatic increase in competition and a softening market demand, they had two challenges: improve their brand presence and message, and produce a positive return. AmericanEagle.com got to work and executed usability studies and detailed audits of site experience, digital assets, and marketing. The result? An integrated digital marketing and customer experience plan, organic traffic increase of 20%, and a long-term roadmap for success. If you love great steaks, go to KansasCitySteaks.com for website design, development, and online solutions that bring efficiency and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. If you need a results-driven website, call the team at AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEBNOW1. That's 877-WEBNOW1.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down from me. Yeah.
Sherry, Sherry, cocoa bar, Sarafina.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support local business that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that is the insurance agency for you. Do you have a great life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something to unexpectedly happen to you, and then your loved ones are left in an emotional mess and also a financial bind. They might have to change houses, cars. This unfortunately happens to families every single day in this country, but it doesn't have to happen. It's avoidable. It's affordable. If you need an insurance policy, a life insurance policy, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations, Memphis area. One in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other in Covington on Highway 51. 901-867-SAVE. 867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web. RookInsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. And I think the most important thing is, if you live in an apartment complex, lock your doors.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very easy to get confused in these apartment complexes, and somebody could be stumbling into your apartment. You could be stumbling into somebody else's apartment. It happened to me once when I was young. Happened to Jalen McCullough, Tennessee starting safety this weekend. The best way to avoid this, it appears, is to just, I mean, they put locks on your doors. So just lock them.
Yeah.
And if you got a locked door, nobody can just accidentally stumble into your apartment, and then you're not facing a felony assault charge. Seems easy.
I think so.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, I am.
It's a Monday night party.
I'm ready.
Raiders and Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
I think it's always worth watching when Mahomes and the Chiefs are on TV, right?
He's great.
Yeah.
They're great. They're 3-1. The Raiders are 1-3. They stink.
They are not good. No.
Kansas City is a 7-point favorite. The total's 51.5. Kick at 7:15. It's on ESPN. Can you give us a winner?
Feels like funny business.
You think there's funny business?
I'm going Chiefs, but you never see like more than 10 in the NFL. So maybe that's a fair line. I'm just surprised. I think the Chiefs win easily tonight. Like, I mean, the Raiders aren't good.
The Raiders stink.
Yeah, it's
one team stinks, and the other team's at home with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
what more do we need to know?
I don't think anything. I think we go Chiefs and feel great about it.
Oh, I know how this goes.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying funny business, GP.
You think there's some funny business?
Do you think the Chiefs are going to win by less than a touchdown?
I would feel sick. Here. This is gambling in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. What does that even mean in a nutshell? This is it, though, in a nutshell. Every person like you looks at that and goes, I'm just laying points with the Chiefs.
Of course.
And every person like you loses at this stuff all the
time.
It's
so true.
So why wouldn't we just play Las Vegas? Even though they stink, even though it runs counter. Think about this. You usually make the wrong decision, and tonight, a decision on the Chiefs is so clearly the right one to you. But again, you usually make the wrong decision, so just go opposite of what you feel is right.
I think there is a good chance that the Chiefs beat the crap out of the Raiders and Josh McDaniels gets fired.
Your prediction is a termination.
I think Raiders fans are already sick of Josh McDaniels after a quarter of a season.
So you're just gonna lay points.
Yes.
Big Ben Bennett's laying points with the Chiefs. We'll see how it goes.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in Grim Cuddy?
Grim Cuddy?
Grim Cuddy.
Possibly.
It's a new movie.
Interesting.
It's okay. A new movie. It's a horror flick.
I like horror movies.
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
A teen and her younger brother must stop a horrifying internet meme that is brought to life by their parents' hysteria.
This doesn't sound...
It's on Hulu.
This doesn't sound great, man.
Rotten Tomatoes right now, audience score is only at 44%.
I don't know, GP. I'm going to pass.
Have you watched Blonde yet on Netflix?
I have not. I want to watch it. I've heard it's terrible, but I still want to watch it.
Some wild scenes in Blonde.
It's rated NC-17. Never see that.
You don't see that too often.
No, I heard it gets wild.
I haven't watched it yet, but somebody told me you got to go find the scene with President Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. There was something going on back then.
He was a little pushy.
Was he a little pushy?
He was a little bossy.
President Kennedy was a little bossy with Marilyn Monroe?
He got a little bossy with her.
Okay.
He kept telling her exactly what he needed her to do.
All right.
He was a little bossy. The president was a little pushy.
No, I might watch that. I'm not watching Grim Cuddy, though.
It was pretty clear she didn't want to do what he was saying.
Okay.
But he was being bossy.
Watch at your own risk.
He was being pushy with her. Being a little bossy. The president of the United States. Yeah. It's a wild scene. I see why I got that NC-17 rating. So you can either watch Blonde tonight or Grim Cuddy tonight, or you can just watch that scene. If you don't want to watch the whole 2-hour, 45-minute movie, just watch that scene, and I think you'll walk away from it same way I walked away from it going, JFK's a little bossy.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
He was a little pushy. He was a little pushy.
Careful.
If you know what I mean. He was a little bossy.
I'll watch it and be the judge.
You'll see what I saw.
Okay, I'm watching that tonight.
The president was a little bossy,
all right.
If you know what I mean. AAC expert picks have dropped over at CBSSports.com. Houston is a projected American Athletic Conference champion, followed by Memphis at number 2, Cincinnati at 3, Tulane at 4, Temple at 5. Preseason player of the year, Marcus Sasser from Houston. Probably the only league in the country where the reigning player of the year is back, but not the preseason player of the year. And that's because Marcus Sasser was hurt last year, and he's awesome. Preseason Freshman of the Year, Jairus Walker, also from Houston. And the Cougars were picked to finish first by literally everybody who picks such things at CBS Sports. That'd be me, Matt Norlander, Kyle Boone, David Cobb, and Jerry Palm. You can find that right now, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Wait till you see how bossy the president was.
Okay. Yeah.
I want all of you, if you got Netflix tonight. Now, you know, if you put Netflix on your screen, you can scroll it.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep scrolling till you see somebody who kind of looks like President Kenny. And then just stop there and watch that scene.
All right.
And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go, The president's being a little bossy.
Okay.
He's being a little pushy.
Just remember, it's NC-17, so be careful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I should say that. Yeah. Be careful. If you're not, advisory. If you're not 17, you do not need to be watching that.
I don't think if you're 17, you should be watching it either.
But if you are of age and you have permission from whoever it is you need permission from, the president was being a little bossy.
Okay.
Made me a little uncomfortable. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Until then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say play 92.